Blog Talk Radio.
Jethro, and this is Psychics Gone Wild. We have quite a few people writing in and calling. I apologize to you, White Lily, in the room. We are I'm the only one here, and so you have called in to get a reading. You need to give me your area code in there. Just go ahead and put it in the room. I am alone, and I'm typing and talking, so we're going to have some fun here. One of the things we're looking forward to, we have quite a few others coming in, and they'll be joining the room. And if you want a reading in the chat room, always the best way to get a phone reading is to call 773-897-6461. Some of you thought today there was a show. I do take a couple days off in the week, so I don't know what happened, but we're on live here like we usually are. 631, how are you today? Hello, everybody. This is Psychic Jethro. Can you hear me? 860.
Yes.
Hi. Hello?
860?
Yes.
Wow, Jethro, this is Kelly.
Kelly, I thank you for calling in. We have a lot of difficulties. I've got people writing in the chat room, and I was trying to do the television, and I'm trying to get on with the clients, but I've got too many people signed in, so I'm not going to be able to do a show here unless we get a couple of them signed out. We should be in the chat room, and there's nobody but me on the phone, so I want to welcome everybody to Psychics Gone Wild. I have 860, and I have 631, and I'm getting all the numbers to spin.
Okay, I'm watching the chat.
Great. So I thank all of you who have called in and would like those phone readings. I'm going to take just a few minutes. I'm going to disconnect a few of this, and I thank you. It's just really doing a block, and it happened to us last night, and we started this energy. Those of you who know that we need to do the white light, I'd like you to take just a few minutes here because I've been logged out of the chat, and now they're not going to let me pick up phones. So Psychic Jethro will not be able to do phone readings unless we get some of the people who are trying to sign into the room to stop. I need to have pretty much the show so I can do it. We've done a really good show tonight. I'm really high on energy. I'd like to talk to you guys a few minutes about the fact of we're going to do a spiritual show here. We're going to work a little more on the fact of those of you who really wanted the readings. I do know that a couple of you said you called Living in the Psychic Realm and there was some technical difficulty. I was never on there. And I was letting White Lely know. Would you let her know in the chat room, Kelly, that I can't do both. If I'm talking on the phone, I can't type at the same time. And actually, one of the good things we do is we let the person that's doing the phone Sunday night. I've got about 11 callers waiting. I'd like to get to them. So you guys, I'm going to go ahead and try to sign back in. During that time, I'm trying to get some music, but nothing's coming through.
Okay, so I need to call back in on the 773 number.
So, and until we do that, we're going to be holding. I apologize to all you guys that are waiting. I've got 9 of you up, 10 of you, 11. I'd love to get to you, but I can't do that when the phones are being held in the machine. One of the great things we've been trying to do and get out there is the spirituality. We're here to help, and I want to thank all of you. Now, do understand that when you do call in for these readings, and they're a mini one, the best thing to do is to continue on. We need to have you getting a hold of me at 928-284-0437. Or if you have had, like a lot of you who are doing the readings now, I am getting up to the point where I'm getting about a week ahead. If you really want to get a scheduled reading, you know, get a hold of me there or at the site. And I apologize. What we're going to probably go to with the show, if this continues, is I've got to be able to help you, is we may have to go to people that are, you know, we're going to start putting this out in a spiritual way to help people that want to get a hold of us and involved in psychic chat again. I did take a break before from Blog Talk because of the negativity, and what I really would like to do now is to help you, but to do that, I've got to get it to stop doing this spinning. So what I'm going to continue in to do is I'm going to discuss one of the great things that we have, and that's that free will ability that I know some people last night were really bothered. And if it does ever offend you, you know, that's the great thing is you don't have to be on here. You know, you can also go into the fact that if you've got some other things too, is that the really fun thing is those of you who are waiting for the reading, you're coming in, you're enjoying this. I thank you, all of the regulars. We're coming back into it. And, yes, I can get into the chat room now, and we got a lot of energy. I've also got it where I've got this going. We should have Kelly should be in that room right now. And as we're going in here, I'm going to turn around and take just a second here because what's happening is we're going to have to, unfortunately, maybe end this show and start another one. We are really going on. It tells me they're waiting for the host, which tells me that I'm probably not getting heard. So 519. Hello, this is Psychic Jethro. They are bouncing me back and forth and kicking me off and kicking me on. It says we're waiting for a host. I'm going to take just a minute here, and so just hang on, those of you who've called in. I'm going to be right back, and then we're going to turn around and just continue on with this show. One of the great things that we've been doing is we've been having a really good experience. Those of you who tuned in last night, we had a lot of fun. We also were able to get in and have a lot of people on the show, and it was a lot of fun. So we're going to turn around and try to do the same thing tonight. And one of those things is getting these readings is a great experience. But to be able to do that, I want to ask you guys who are calling in to be aware. You know, we have different readers and different varieties, and we welcome some of the regulars know from listening to our daytime show that we've had a lot of people calling in. 720, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you, Jeff. How are you?
Great. I thank you. That was really intense energy, and we're going to start off by thank you for being patient. Could you hear me through most of that?
Yeah, I could hear you, and on the Internet, it doesn't say waiting for the host to call in. On the Internet, it shows 1 hour and 18 minutes remaining. It doesn't say that on the Internet because I have the Internet up, too.
Whoa.
And
well,
what's happening on the Internet, now I'm clicking let's see, am I getting any sound? Yeah, I'm getting the sound now. So it's working. It's working.
I thank you, my friends. I thank you. And last night we put a lot of white work out. And I know who this is. This Avatar. I want to talk to you just a few minutes here. And I want to first thank you for last night coming in with your light support to help me. You were very gracious. I know that, you know, sometimes the buttons we have and our moderations and what we're doing now is we're putting out a lot of white energy and cleaning up. We had a lot of conflict last night on the show on the Psyche's Gone Wild. And it was really pretty and fun in the fact.
Yeah. I understand.
I thank you, and I'll have you give me the question. We were discussing your son and his relationship last night when everything went haywire.
Yeah. Well, we'll continue that when we do the box, because I had called Kelly about that, so we can continue that, you know, when you email me about that. But the question that I have for you tonight is that I met someone in March, and I wanted to know, feel very connected to him, and I wanted to know, you know, when will that relationship, because right now it's not really a relationship, it's just basically a connection on the spiritual realm, but I was wondering when it would manifest on a physical level. And when I say physical, I mean where, you know, we would be actually interacting with each other.
Okay, I feel that
talking
with you.
communicating.
I see that. I feel that. And I also see that there's some other things happening here. And they're showing me with you that this has been something that you pretty much were looking forward to having go on really on your own, too. And this is when things started really changing energy and things started really being different for you. And they're telling me that this the relationship is going to be different than what was before. It's going to be stronger this time.
Mm-hmm. When you say before, you mean before in a previous life or other relationships?
Other relationships, and it's going to be different for you. It's also going to be a new way for you to be able to have what you've kind of been looking for. You've been looking for the fact of getting some of this back. Before in relationships, I feel that you've had people that pretty much were working with you and trying to get what they wanted out of the relationship.
Yeah.
And I feel that you also had some other cycles going on there, too. And it's like it was also not able to get things to happen for you. And now this one's going to be able to do this. And they're showing me also this is going to be a positive for you that's really going to strengthen up. It's going to be able to put things out, and it's going to be able to get other things going in your life. And I really do see that as this is happening for you, that you're really going to be able to get things really wanted that you wanted to have happen. And, you know, one of those things that you were looking at happening was you were also going to be able to get into life and begin to have some of your other events happen. And one of these events, and, you know, Avatar, I'm bringing this out real personal because I have been your personal psychic, but I see all these things getting cleared. I see this being a year that you pick up some things that have been like way into like 20 some years handled in your life. I see this all doing it. And part of that is that love and that relationship. But I also feel with this relationship, you're still not really up with it's going. Your health's there, you're working on it, but me and the guys are seeing with you and the angels that you're going to be able to not only do healing for yourself, but you're going to heal this person. The love is going to be able to share there. And you've not had that before. You've had people that were, they loved you, but they loved getting the energy. And when it came turn to come back and you start having problems, they ran to the door.
Right. So I think we're going to be healing each other. Do you know when will this happen? Will it happen this year, or you see any time frame?
I do see this coming a little later. I know that you probably don't want to hear that, but they're telling me a little later.
That's fine. I'm in no rush. I have so much on my plate. I am not in any rush. I've waited this long. I can wait however long it takes.
I love it, Avatar. You know, you always make reading fun. And, you know, I have so many people that have been, you know how last night went. There's times that I can't win for losing. And with you, you're just such a good person. But I do see it. And they said that it is the friendship. They're also telling me that, you know, it's this good part of the karma that you're working out in your life that's also making this development happen there. I bless you. I know I'm going to be talking with you real soon, and I encourage you to listen in, and I'm going to go on with the next ones. I had quite a few people hang up and go, what happened? And it was funny. Every button was spinning, and I could hear myself talking back to me, and I'm like, this is what they joke about with a psychic. When you start hearing voices and it's only your own, that's when you go to doctor. That's when they get there.
Okay. I haven't heard from Kelly. I called her couple days ago, so I'm looking to hear from her.
And she's in the chat room, and let her know. And let her know to get a hold of you and get that healthy coffee to you. That's the thing that I've had a lot of people saying is they want to get this stuff going to them, and when they call, they're getting something with her phone. Did you actually speak with her, or did you get a
crazy
answer?
I just left a voicemail.
Okay. No, that's good to know. She's up there in the mountains, and I don't know. I know the Rocky Mountains were on fire, and I don't know what's going on with the other side of it. But I have called, and I've had it tell me the message was like, she's not available. She will be available.
She might not be getting any reception up there. That might be what it is.
Okay, well, and that number, that 719-289-4907, give her a call again and say, I want that healthy psychic deal.
Okay, I will.
Thank you. Bless you, Avatar. I know we'll be talking soon. And I thank you for being, you're always my one that helps me. You came on last night and saved me from typing banshees, and now you're on here tonight helping me get the buttons to quit spinning. You're just my little savior.
Okay. All right. Okay. Have a good show.
Thank you, too. And we're going to 863. This is Psychic Jethro. Can you hear me? Hello, 863. Okay. 415. Hi. Yes, hello, 863.
Hello.
Yes, how are you tonight?
I'm good.
I'm really good. I got to warn you, you called Psyche's Gone Wild, and we have some little engines running around with energy or something is going on. You have to be psychic to run it.
This is my first time calling.
Thank you, and thank you for tuning in to Psychic's Gone Wild. This is Psychic Jethro. What I do is I'll have you say your name, and I'll pick up some energy with you and read, and then I'll have you do a one question. We do like a mini reading here to see, you know, if I'm the right psychic for you, and if you'd like to continue, you'll have a reading with me, or you tune in and you'll have a reading with some of the other people that are on also.
Okay, my name is Michelle Hardman.
Okay. Michelle, I'm picking up with you that you also are working towards, I feel like there's something here going on right now that you're doing a lot of checking on areas of what you want to do. I keep seeing you working, I get you working more than one job or something. They keep telling me you've got something you're doing, but it's going to be changed or you're doing more. They're showing me a lot of work around you.
Okay.
They're telling They're telling me you also have really had a really good point in your life here, is that you're ready to enjoy some of the things you've got. I feel that you have an ability here. You're able to kind of sense stuff, and you kind of go with that. When you're with what you're feeling is your guides and angels are telling you things, and they're also trying to get you to open up more and do more. I keep seeing like healing people or helping people in that way.
Interesting. Yes, I do try and go. I feel very connected with the spiritual world.
They're telling me that, and I thank you. And it's ironic because you and Avatar are the only ones so far that's been able to get through. There's like all these numbers spinning, and I'm like, okay. And I apologize if anybody that's waiting, but we have like about 13 again people waiting, and it's just the guys are telling me this is what's happening. They said I need to tell you that you're going to strengthen up and do like you used to. When you were like in your teens, you were able to do energy. You would think and feel things and did, and you kind of shut a little bit of it down because you were kind of scaring people. They're telling me that you kind of...
I was. That is so true. I had to kind of tone it down a little bit. Didn't want them to put me in the psych ward.
Well, I love the fact of it, but what I'm also really impressed with you is they're showing me this energy, and they said, now that you've gotten more mature and you've gotten into the things, I'm also seeing, Michelle, I keep trying to read your relationship, and I do feel there's something going here. I'm going to have to... Is it okay to read your relationship? Some people, they're
sure.
Not like they're okay.
I'm very open.
Okay, I'm asking your permission because what I feel with you, Michelle, is they tell me that you have like a lover. They keep telling me you have a person, and yet they keep telling me this person is, okay, what they're showing me and what they're showing me with this lover is they keep showing me that this person loves you, and yet it's like you keep them kind of secret.
Well, there's we were dating for quite some time, and then we've been friends right now, like really good friends. And it was funny because a couple of days ago, he told me that he loves me, and I'm like, what? So I'm not sure where it's going.
I can see that. I also can see that as we're going through the other energy with you, we're also getting you to the point of where some other things are going to start happening here for you real soon. And one of those is your energy is also taking in more of what else happened here. They said that this was like, it's like your guides are showing me. That's why it's like I had to ask your permission, and it's ironic because your guides are kind of like this is, they're keeping this, because it's like other people knowing stuff about you or something has affected you before in relationship. I need you, is it okay to say his name?
Sure.
Okay. The guides are telling me, good, I have to have you apologize, say his first name.
Of the person?
Yeah.
Michael?
Okay, and it's going to be a very good thing for you too. I see you back together. I see you kind of going through this again. And you know, they show me like a person dancing like the tango. They show me you and him going whoom, whoom, and then there's been here where there's kind of, okay, what's happening? The guides are showing you guys back together. It's really interesting here that your ability is part of what put you together. You are, you know, as we talked, you're very gifted. You also you're helping him deal with something here. There's something going on with Michael that is unrested. It's not handled. It has to do with his father.
Oh, I'm sorry. My daughter was talking to me.
No, that's what I feel.
Right before
there's something here, and that's what they're telling me. They're also telling me with you that as it goes through this relationship with you and him, you'll also be really strengthening this out, and I can see you two really getting together on some other level. It's like you guys...
Can
have
I ask
to kind of go,
a question really quick?
Sure.
One of my main questions, one of the questions I wanted to know was, I've been under a lot of health issues lately, and I have had to file for a disability, and I was wondering if I'm going to get it.
Hmm. I feel that you're going. I feel it's going to be a fight, but you're going to get it. You really got me worried. You're really a. You've been through a lot, and the guides are showing me that what happened here is the your health. I mean, you were real close. You've had some pretty good intense things happening here.
Yes, a lot. Too much. Way too much. I'm too young to go through. I've been going through a lot of pain, just physically.
What I'm feeling. I also feel that it's also, going into some other stuff for you, and it's like the really worry thing that's getting me going on with you is as you're going through some other stuff too in your life, and that's what also is happening. And it's like they're telling me, the guides with you, that, and it's like there's something else going on really strong there, and that's one of the things that's going on too, is the fact that as you're working through your energies and things trying to get together, you're not able to get everything to kind of work in for it. And that's what the guides are telling me. They're telling me that that's going to be there. I've got we've got a guest tonight, Heather DeLucio, and I'm trying to get her on here. She's a really gifted psychic and person. And Michelle, I can feel the energy. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
It's really hilarious because they just bumped me out of the room. I'm re-signing back in, and yet you guys can hear me. And it's just, I got to tell you, I can tell there's a lot of energy, and we do this when you get different ones of us on here together. We've had, like last night, we had 5 strong people, so our show was like really intense. So I do feel this with this. They're telling me that you need to have some other things done, that your health is. They're not telling me a time with this. They said that you've got some outside help. You've got somebody like doing the legal part that's helping you with this disability.
Actually, I do. I have a lawyer.
Good. I see that being a good thing, and I'll tell you what it is. I see the fact that you should have gotten this, and there's no problem, but I see this other karma here that's really putting you through the test.
Okay. Yeah, I do feel that. I really feel, yeah, being pulled through the ringer.
That's what they're telling me. And they're also telling me, as you're going through the other energy and the work you've had, one of the really strong abilities that are happening for you is that we're also getting you, through the other part, and you're going through, through it. And it's like I keep hearing the guides tell me that you aren't done with handling any of the other energies. It's like they're going to make this really difficult, but you're going to get it. And I keep feeling that you're on the right path, but they're blocking you there. And it's a really sad thing when you see it, is because there's no reason to be blocking you.
Right, exactly. None whatsoever.
You're a good person. I also see that they're showing me here that, you know, we were talking about the gift before. You're really, you've really got a strong guide, and they're telling me that you're going to come back out of all this, and you have been coming out of it. But this disability is serious enough that there's no doubt that it's going to have to go to a point where you're going to be doing some outside things. I see you later helping people and reading people. I also really am so blessed that I got to speak with you, because everybody else's phones are blocked and things are spinning, and I can't even talk in the chat room, but you got through.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I'm always feel like people are meant to be, like, to cross my path. My daughters will walk with me, and I'll go into the grocery store, and I'll end up talking to total strangers about things that I had no idea about. Because my aunt actually had told me to call you. Her name is Pam Anderson.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm her niece. We're from Laramie, Wyoming.
Yes, you. Oh, my gosh, so am I.
I was born and raised there. She grew up with you. You guys were friends in third grade.
Uh-huh.
My dad actually, or my grandpa and them are the Brant and Wicklands. They owned a lumber company up in Fox Park.
Oh, excellent. And my grandmother was from Thomas that came from Fox Park. Blessings to you. I'm going back in August. We're doing a celebration. We're going to celebrate my mom's 80th birthday. She passed away in June, and we're going back, and everybody's going to celebrate a picnic there and do a cowboy woo-woo, here we go, and,
eat really well and just celebrate my mom's 80th birthday. So
oh.
I'll tell him hi, and I think you'd tell Pam hi and let him
know
that. Okay, great. Well, thank you, and you keep listening in, and this is really good. We're having one of those nights, so I welcome you to listen right in. I better get to somebody that can answer because we've got a lot of people spinning, waiting.
Right. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it. You're pretty much dead on with a lot of things, but, of course, I mean, I already felt that anyway, so.
That's good, and that's what you do. That's why the psychics help. And one thing I really encourage everyone is it is so much, you know, intense when you can get a Skype reading or you can get with people. And one of the fun things you like about this is get on our Facebook. I know that Pam's one of my friends. Get on there.
Oh, yes, you did mention that, and I was going to look that up. Right. Facebook is a great connection, isn't it?
It is. Bless you, and I'm looking forward to you being on there, and tell Pam hi for me.
I will. Thank you.
Thank you. We're going through. We're having fun. And Psychics Gone Wild is back. 415, you're on live. How are you?
Hi, I'm fine. Thank you very much. Nice to talk with you. You just have a great way with people. I wanted to share that with you. I really appreciate that.
Thank you. You made me feel very good.
Yeah, no, it's true. You impress me. So my question for you, Jethro, is I want to ask you if you see a committed relationship on the horizon for me.
Okay, and I'll have to get your first name and permission from your guides if you'll just tell me your first name.
Oh, sure. It's Sophia.
Sophia, I do see there's something here going on. I see love around you. I also see that what I'm picking up from you, Sophia, is that you've got you're trying to balance quite a bit of situations. It's like you've got yourself doing what you do, handling people, and you're good for people too. I feel that you are a good person, but they're showing me that it's not like you. It's like they're showing me that the relationship wants to happen, but the love and the energy you have, your guides are kind of waiting for that selected person. You have people who are around you, but they're just not. They're not presentable to date you. I mean, and it's a good thing. What the guides are showing me with you is that you'd like to have a respectable, positive person to go out and date you and really enjoy life. You want somebody who's living. You don't want somebody that's just cash or something. There's something here that they're telling me that what they're showing me is that the love's there, but it's not. It hasn't formed yet. So I would say very much yes. I also feel that you have some people who that dated you, you were in a relationship, and then due to life situation, it kind of changed before the guides were ready for it. So you kind of have some things going on there in energy.
The people that I've dated and then my situation, yes, there's someone who I met many years ago, and he's now back overseas. And it would be just a matter of us actually seeing each other on the same continent. But do you see this person as something the guides would say as yes to long term?
I do, and I also see the real strong energy that is going through it. Is I see you also getting into the fact that as you're going through your life and energy's happening, I see that you and him have been really going through the other room, you know? You know, it's like something
going
else
through
happened.
The other room.
They're telling me that you're, you guys have went through and kind of apologize. They're doing energy here. The phone's acting up. You've gone through. Yeah, that's literally wild. Now wait a minute, guys. Click. They're giving me back. What I'm hearing from this is someone saying that, and I'm like, no, come on, quit. The angels are telling me that what's happened here is you guys are in a different energy that was there, but you still have this, you have this softness and this energy of it. Had things worked out different because of it, you two are still kind of, you have energy together, and you need to do a karmic clearing here a little bit. And there's room in your heart to have another person, but this person and you were really, this was a good mold. This was a lot of karma here. And a really good thing in the situation is you two still think of each other back and forth. You do energy. I laugh at the word room, you guys, but what the angels are telling me, there's room for you to have a relationship here, but we've got to get you doing some a little more mantra, a little more karmic energy, because when it looks at the energy, and if I were not to do, I would assume that you were pretty much there in him with the relationship as he was your still kind of significant person. You know, there's that kind of karma still there.
Okay, so, yeah, there is. I mean, he did say he wants to come. So it would just be, I guess, it seems to me, because I have, like you said, from the beginning of the reading, I have so many other things going on. And, you know, making such a change is not like moving from one state to another state. You know what I'm saying? This is much bigger, you know, when you're going across the continent. So it's not just one state to another state kind of move.
I feel that. And I do feel that they're telling me that the guys here are also working with this. And I can see part of the energy. Part of it is, and this is a compliment to you, is there's, you know, we all talk about our twin flames. We all talk about our different energies. They're showing me with you and him that part of what's got you here and what's really happening is you've got this energy, and they're all for letting you have some people maybe even come a little bit close, but they're not going to measure up in the energy or the other part for a relationship, because the angels and the guides are going, you guys are working this life like you did before. And I this is a free will thing, and this is where I do a lot of spiritual counseling, is I would sit down in this case and look at it and say, all right, angels and guides, and I would, you know, and people laugh. We were joking earlier about people with doing the gift getting in trouble. But what is really good is I know people told me this in Sedona. They said, you're the only psychic who sits down with your angels and guides right out and goes, hey, we need to talk. And I would say that to you, you know? They're like, but they know everything. Yes and no, because if you think about it, your subconscious and your conscious, we have free will. We're working here. The guides and the angels are on a mission. And let's say your angel and guide that I see with you in this love is sitting there going, you two are working with this together. I see this coming around and this keep coming around. But you need that physical. Okay, if you don't mind the fact of this and you're okay, obviously I don't see that. I see that you'd like to sit down with them and say, let's do this. And then I would sit down and do the karma with them and say, you know, and I just say it out loud. I willingly do this. I give over the karma, and I take all the pain that I have, and I give back all the karma I've got. So when you do this with it, and, you know, get a hold of me on my email. I'll send you more longer of what I say and some things to help you with key wording. But what it'll do is it puts out this white energy, and it breaks that energy up to go, okay. And the guys are like, oh, you know, you guys are here in universe, and you're loving, and you still have energy, and he still loves. And it also does the effect, are we going to be together? Because I see what's happened here is this looks like still quite a while with him overseas still.
I don't know. You know, I feel like next month is a good time to talk. I'm just too wound up with my other intensive things that I, commitments that I have to finish. So I have big exams coming up. So I just don't feel like I can really focus. I feel like next month I have some time to focus, and it would be good to check in and see how things have progressed.
That's what I feel. I really welcome you, you know, on Let Me Know, because I do think that they're telling me that you guys are going to discuss, and I feel from this, and I, you know, and you know from listening, thank you for being a personal, you know, saying I was good people. I'm also the big Scorpio romantic. I am the one who wants at the end of the movie, the woo, and I think you two, I want to cry because I'm seeing you guys go, all right, and kind of go, we're going to look at this, and then we're going to kind of do something a little different. And I see you sit down with your angels and going, okay, guys, you know, the song, Where Is the Love? You need to do a little bit here. And I see this doing a real positive for you, that you end up dating in a relationship there. They're telling me that's going to be, because you could do this other waiting. I just don't see you doing it. I also see your guys working with it. There's a couple other people, like they said there, that would be really good relationship. And I also see that there's something going on really good for you right now, that you're at a part in of your life where you want to go out and enjoy life.
I do. I want to, because I've been working so hard, and I want to start enjoying life now. You know what I mean? I mean, I like work. For me, I like it. But, you know, I need to start enjoying life. And when I go to school, I mean, it's still work because I'm really committed to it and doing a really good job. So it's just how I approach life, you know. So, but I do want to start, you know, going out and enjoying life. You're right. You're totally right about that.
That's what I feel, and I welcome you, Michelle. I'm glad you turned in. You know, continue to please follow us, and we are on different. We have tomorrow is me with, I think we've got a guest on, and then I've got Kelly is on. She does birth card readings. It's one of the fun things about our shows. We have, as you saw, a lot of variety, and I welcome you to keep going with this, and I'm going to keep that, you know, I want to see that happy ending moving, and I see you doing a relationship. I just feel like right now they're doing that, and let me know what the room meant, because when they did that, it was like, you caught me, I went, what? But I can hear everyone.
I was like, what room am I in with? What are we doing in this room? So I will ask for the prayer, so that, I will email you for the prayer, so thank you so much, Jethro.
Thank you, and this is Psychic's Gone Wild, and I think I have a little bit. We've played so long, and now the numbers have stopped. Now the psychic's spinning, and thank you, Michelle, for calling in.
You're welcome.
Going through the numbers here, we're looking again. We've got a lot of spinning. 860, what you know?
Hi, Jethro, it's Heather.
Heather, you rocker. How are you?
How are you, my friend?
Having gone wilder than anything, and we have been... I knew you were in there. I have been running through everything. I did the number it said, and then it didn't do it. And now it's got everybody spinning, and then I got in trouble because somebody said I was supposed to be on this morning, and I didn't think I was, and then they wrote me their lover left him, and I didn't know, and I'm like, what? And all the time I'm trying to talk to everybody, and Kelly was on, and he couldn't do it. That's how my day went.
Wow. Oh, sending me lots of healing.
Thank you. Last night we were on here, we had people trying to be mean to us on Psychic's Gone Wild.
Oh, no, that's horrible.
And we just went a little wilder. Then I got to laughing because, you know, how I type. I can't have trouble spelling. I'm a talker. And I'm, like, trying to say, stop, don't, what are you doing? And I'm just giggling away. And I laughed after I got off here. I went to bed, and my fingers were, like, doing their own dance song. Now I'm going around with, like, throbby fingers. I think I'm going to be, like, you know, throbby finger man. I can see me, you know. They're like, here comes Psychic Jethro. He's the throbby finger guy.
Maybe you could play the piano.
Hey, I got long fingers. You know, I am musical.
Absolutely.
Heather, I'm so glad you came in, and I welcome you, and I need help, and I'm glad you're here, because tonight and you know, this is something I want to talk a few minutes. I know some of you are waiting. Be patient. We'll get to you as soon as it stops spinning. We've been doing the energy, and what we've been having here is, I feel tonight, I'm really grateful to Heather, my good friend Heather DeLucio, and you guys are going to get some really good, excellent readings. She's phenomenal, and I thank that you, and what I've been doing and praying for is, I think I've been in so many shows and so much of it that the angels are telling me, you know, if there comes a point where you got to put your cup in. I went to church today, and I had a very good person that was at the church that told me about being nuts, which never underestimate the spirit. And I love it. It's like nuts. Never underestimate the spirit. And I think the spirit is letting me know, I'm going to have to take a couple of days and go, you know, eat licorice, run down the street, tease my squirrel friends out in the yard, something, because I'm just, can you tell, I'm just like, wah, and it's like, you know, it's been one of those. I you know, help me, Heather. Give me advice.
Oh, no, I'm not going to give you any advice. You know what you need to do. You know, you need to just step back for a little bit and put everything into perspective, and you'll be rocking and rolling within the hour. You know, you're good. You're strong, you know. So.
Thank you. I bless you, Heather, and welcome you aboard. And we've got a person that's a 1111. I hope it's a lot of fun. You're obviously a Skype, yes. And how are you?
Hi. Good, Jethro. Thank you for taking my call. This is Gigi. And I was wondering if I could ask you to give me some insight about relationships.
Gigi, I'm going to have my great friend Heather DeLuso help you, and I'm going to try to find out why all my computer's spinning and everything's happening. You know, so I'm going to have her help you, Gigi, and I apologize. I'm just a really tired camper tonight.
Oh, okay. Well, I really appreciate you, Jethro. I enjoy listening to you so much, and I think you're just a very, very special person. You come from love.
Thank you. That made my night. You guys are so good to me. I'm just going to come on the show and talk to everybody just that talk.
Yeah.
Jethro, you're amazing. And, you know, feel free to jump into this if you, you know, are picking up the same thing I'm picking up. So, Gigi, can you ask me your question again?
Yeah, my question is if you can give me some insight into relationships at this moment. I'm dealing with something that has, you know, is a little confusing for me, and I would like clarity around it.
Yeah, I really feel like this person's presenting a shift on you, like they've presented themselves one way, and now they're being a totally different way, and that is confusing. Am I correct to say that that's what they've done? They preached one thing and do another?
Kind of. I would say that their actions may speak one thing, words another, or vice versa.
Yep, that's what I'm feeling. And I'm feeling like you really need to sit this person down and you need to say, all right, what's going on? And what?
I did.
He lied to you. He lied to you. And I hate to say that. And I come with love when I say that. And I think that there's a bigger issue that you can't help him with that's going on. And because why I say you can't help him with is because he hasn't faced it yet either. And so until he faces this issue that he has going on, he's not going to be able to tell you about it, and he's not going to be able to deal with it until he admits to it. And it's really unfortunate because it could be a huge demise of your relationship with him. And it's going to cause a lot of anger, so I don't want you to allow that to happen. I want you to stay in the light. I want you to stay in high vibration and make sure you're playing lots of spiritual music and just really keeping your heart faithful to your gut feeling. You know, your gut feeling is right. And he is going to come around, but I have to tell you, Gigi, I think it's time. I think it's time for you to move on and leave him as a friend. And I really feel good that you're going to be out there meeting somebody by September. And it's this beautiful light that thinks like you do and acts a lot like you, like you're very conservative, but really, you know, can be silly behind closed doors, and that's a really great feeling. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you'll just have to say, well, I'll be here when you're ready to this other person, and just say, you know, I get it. You know, when you're ready, come to me. Until then,
mm-hmm.
I have to keep going with my life. At this point in your life, you're not going to wait around for somebody to work out something. And I don't feel like this issue is huge. You know what I mean? I feel like it's almost like a midlife crisis kind of thing, you know?
Mm.
So,
and what are the chances? What are the chances of that being resolved within his own being?
Wow. Well, unfortunately, the guides aren't giving me a lot of faith because he doesn't remember to be faithful to himself. He doesn't remember to have faith that everything's happening for a reason and that things are going to. When he gets through this, things are going to be beautiful. And unfortunately, I feel like he's kind of put himself down. And he'll get out of it, though. He'll get out of it. But he's going to be a very different person when he gets out of this. And it's going to take him a couple months.
Mm.
So I don't want you to suffer. You deserve, you know, fine wine and dinners and quiet times and romantic times. That's important.
Yes.
You've lived your whole life to take care of everything, and so don't put yourself on the wayside at this point. You don't deserve that.
I know. It's just I feel very aligned with, you know, the person you described that I'd be meeting by September sounds like the person that I'm talking about. And yes, does he have some interpersonal issues, shall we say, without using the word demons? Yes. And, you know, but that's not something.
Well, Gigi, you can't help somebody that doesn't want to be helped.
Oh, yeah.
And whatever he's going through right now, you can't help him, and he's not going to let you help him.
Oh.
And it's just going to cause some frustration, and on that end, you don't need that in your life. So I'm not telling you to walk completely away from this man, but you need to let him resolve his issues. And maybe he's coming back to you in September as a new light. You know what I mean? Maybe he raises his vibration and
mm-hmm.
he changes his energy and he lifts his heart and he lifts his spirit and he's revitalized. You know, I mean, this can happen. This happens with many people.
Right, exactly, especially in the times that we're experiencing right now. I agree.
Absolutely. So it could very well be the same man coming back into your life, but right now you need to let him go through this.
I agree. That is so perfect. Yes.
Perfect.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you for letting me give you a message.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Thank you, Gigi, and we welcome you to call into Psyche's Gone Wild when we're doing this. And thank you, Heather. You guys are just, you can feel the energy. And I know as we were going through this, everybody's like, what? And I realized I've become a panic Scorpio. I don't know what happened, but I'm like, I run through all of our stuff. And I want to thank everybody and really encourage you guys in the chat room to put the love and the energy in tonight and the positive, because I think what we're doing is we're clearing the air after our thing last night, and we're going to let that go and feed into the white love. And Gigi, I welcome you to become one of our followers to come in and do an energy. And you've won the free email reading. So if you get a hold of me at psychicjethro@aol.com, put in the, you know, the first line there that your name Gigi and send me a picture, I'll give you a free year. Well, what it is basically it's a 2-page, but it'll do a year forecast for you.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay. And I also just wanted to share with you. Thank you, Jethro. I appreciate that offer, and I definitely will be in touch. I wanted to also share with you that Mercury just went retrograde today.
Okay. There's a Gemini rising and everything. No wonders.
Yes.
Oh,
we're all kind of experiencing some shift in energy, whether that be chaotic, positive, negative, however we want to kind of view that. So for me, I experienced that as well. And I did sit down this individual and have a conversation with them. Tuesday is my birthday, but I just felt a real strong pull to say, okay, I want to start the year off really fresh for myself, and I want to give myself that gift. And yes, Mercury is turning retrograde today. However, what a beautiful time for me to be able to make sure that I'm, making responsible to my own emotions and reviewing all those things that are no longer working. And as we go forward, so it's really a great time to review and to kind of like go back and restructure if need be. So, and yeah, the energies are shifting, so it's kind of like putting that car from drive into reverse. And sometimes...
You're so right.
Yeah, sometimes that's really smooth transition, and sometimes it's a little bumpy.
And this
all
is
good,
a long
though.
Retrograde, too. I believe retrograde stays for 2 weeks with us, right?
August 8th is when it goes direct. Yeah. Yeah, it's okay, though. Keep feeling into all the good things that you can accomplish by perfecting and reviewing and regrouping, refurbishing.
Man, I thank you. And that explained a lot for me. You just called the psychic and gave me a heads up, and I should have known. I mean, you know, in all my years, that it has been one of those days. It's like, you know, and it always does in Mercury. The excellent thing is we do need the readings more. Gigi, I thank you for calling in. We've got some people.
Blessings to you. Thank you.
Great, and have a nice night. And we're going into 323. Can you hear me? 323 is out of the commission, and it's me and Heather, and we're here still. We're going to go ahead and go right on. I really have been having a fun time, and I know those of you who are calling in know that 803, you're up next. How are you tonight?
Hi, how are you?
Great. I welcome you. This is Psychic Jethro and Heather DeLucio. How are you tonight? Okay. 803, do you have a question for Heather?
Well, actually, I heard so many good things about you, Jethro. I've never called in before. And I was just calling to see if, is it possible to ask if maybe Spirit has any messages for me?
Okay, to ask you if Spirit has any messages for you. If you'll give me your first name, we'll go from there.
Sure, it's Brandy.
Okay. Brandy, I do feel they have some message. I feel like you know somebody that passed on the other side.
Yes, I do.
And it's male?
Yeah.
He's telling me that it's all right to talk to you. You know he's around.
Yes, I do.
and he's not going to go ahead and stop with some of these things until everything's handled. And there's something going on with some people there that you know what he's trying to tell you. There's some people he wants you to stay away from. They're not good.
Oh, okay.
And he keeps telling me that you have people that love you and that you need to stay with the people you and him used to be around. But there's somebody that he's not, it's not, I don't feel he's jealous with you, but I feel there's something going on. Not, this isn't like that kind of thing. It's like there's something about some things that were going on. This person is, you said spirit, and when you tell me the energy, they keep showing me that that you've got a lot going on and you've got somebody that really cares for you, and it's like I keep feeling like there's somebody else or something going on around there. There's something he's warning, like he doesn't want you to kind of get involved with something about school with these people. He keeps talking about school. At first I thought it was mechanics or something, but it has to do with school.
My father actually recently passed away. But he could be maybe relying a message to my. I do have a younger sister who's going to be a senior this year, because I've been out of school for quite some time. So I know sometimes they'll give messages, and it could be someone close to you. You know what I mean, like a family member. So maybe it's my sister.
Yes, and Heather, what do you feel? Because I do feel with him, he keeps warning her, and I'm not sure what he's warning her of.
Well, I just feel like there's a, you're going through something and you don't even realize it. And I think you're trying to control a situation that you can't control. And walking away is going to be the best thing that you can do. Can you place what I'm talking about?
Not really sure.
I feel exactly how Jethro feels. I feel that there's somebody in your life that is not being honest with you, and it's affecting some of your decisions. And I don't feel like you're taking time for yourself. I feel like you're so busy taking care of your family that you forget to take care of yourself, and so you're not... Some of your decisions aren't as clear as maybe they should be, but that's not a bad thing. I mean, it does. It just means we have to think harder about what we're doing. You know, use your gut feeling. You have that ability to make good decisions. You know, and always access your ability to tap in with your spiritual ears, because you know you have spirit around you. You know you have guiding angels around you. And, be ready to move to the next level of development, because I feel like you're developing, you're maturing even more, you're on the next phase of your life kind of thing. Expand yourself, you know, and don't let anybody tell you can't do that.
Okay. Sorry, my son's sort of yelling.
The cutie, I could hear her, yeah.
Oh, there's four of them, but, I appreciate it. I guess because I'm married and I have, four children, so we recently started, becoming friends with some of the people in our neighborhood. It's a new development, so maybe I just need to watch who I become friends with.
That could be it. Watch who you're telling
your
friends to.
Yeah, exactly.
Maybe not so much you. Maybe your husband.
Yeah,
I feel that too.
Oh,
and I also feel the really good thing is, Randy, they're telling us with the guys in you that they're going to go ahead with you and let you have some of these energies and stuff, and you're going to start noticing this in your dreams. Your dad's kind of talking to you there, and I welcome everybody. We've had everybody for an hour, so we're going to pick up the pace a little bit. We've got half an hour left. I welcome all of you. I thank you. And whatever we're doing, keep doing it, you guys, because we're getting the fun and love. Give your date of birth to Kelly in the room, and let's see what she can tell you for your birth cards. And get your card, any of you guys who don't know what your birth card number is, and ask her what that means. So if you're going in the room, we've got that, I thank and welcome you. And, Randy, I hope we helped you.
Thank you. You have a great night.
You too. Bless you. And we're really getting the energy high here. We've got a 323. We've got
Hello?
An eight. Hello?
Hello?
How are you?
I'm good, and you?
Really good. You've called Psychics Gone Wild. This is Psychic Jethro and Heather DeLuso, and you are?
My name is Aisha.
Aisha, you rock. I'm glad you called in. Are you happy?
Oh, yes, I am happy. Thank you.
I can feel. You're welcome. I can feel it. It's like all these champagne bubbles coming through the phone. I'm like, yeah, yeah.
Oh,
really
that's like, yes, buddy.
We'd like you to go ahead and, with the energy here, I feel you've got a question, and I'm feeling with you a lot of stuff. I'm going to have you just go ahead and either give me a name of someone you want to talk about, because it's strong, the energy with you. You really got, or would you like to go ahead and talk about the career, because we'll give you one or the other, because I'm sorry we're running out of time, but if you'll give me...
The name of someone I want to talk about?
Yeah.
I don't know. I just wanted to add something.
Can I jump in, Aisha? I have a beautiful ascension angel here. This angel just, like, whooshed in on me. And, Jethro, I'm sure you feel it because, like, that goosebump sensation just kind of bubbled over here. And I want to say that, you know, that bubbly champagne feeling is wonderful, and I want you to stay in that because your energy is beautiful. And as long as you keep it under control, you know you're really good. And, with this energy that you're having right now, change is happening. So keep that energy because there's going to be a huge expansion in your life happening, and keep yourself vibrating at the higher level. But also remember to stay aligned. It's really important. But, you know, because your vibration is so wonderful and so high, anything you ask universe for can happen. You know, put it down on paper, whether it's love, work, anything, because universe is ready to give it to you. So remember, for every action, there's a reaction. So make sure whatever you write down the action is, make sure that the reaction is also positive. And just keep, it's just beautiful. It's so uplifting.
Oh, thank you so much.
I think that's very great. And I agree very much. I can also, really happy you called in. We welcome you to call in again with us, become a regular follower, and gone wild with us.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you. We're going to 860. Hi, what you know?
Hi, how you doing?
Great.
860, where are you from?
You're Britain.
Oh, I'm in Coventry.
Oh, is that in Lisville or something?
No, it's over by Manchester and Bolton.
Oh, okay. That's cool.
Very cool. So what's your name?
My name is Faithful. It's like Stacy, but it's just C-I-L. No Y. I do have a question, but it's about my best friend. I haven't heard from her for 12 days. I'm sure she is upset with me. And that's why I haven't tried calling her or trying to communicate with her. Because I feel like I have to give her space, and I'm not sure what to really do. I'm not even sure if I have to call her, I don't know. So I'm just wondering what you guys pick up on that.
Go ahead, Jethro. I'm working with this energy here.
I'm feeling that they're telling me not to call. They're telling me that you are really in a strengthened part, and the guides are telling me that there's going to be someone different. I feel that part of what's happened here is you've done this before, and the guides are telling me that there's something with you and energy that it's okay if you go ahead and do the free will of it, but I see you as someone different. I see you going into a new involvement.
Hmm.
I just think it's like time to release the past. Like,
yeah.
It doesn't serve you anymore, and it's, it's just going to be a repetitive action that keeps happening, and, it's just time to start over, rebuild.
Mm. Okay. Because I know that she was upset with me for, like, no reason because if someone told her something that wasn't even true. But I don't know. And she is supposed to be like my best friend. But yeah.
I feel the energy with you, and I keep getting that it's one of those things, and I apologize. I know some people don't want to hear what we have. The only reason I keep seeing that, I see you doing this and talking, but I also see that, you know, she does kind of know who you are. I do feel that you guys were best friends, still are. I also feel that right now what's happening with this whole situation is there's something more behind than just what she heard, and I feel that at this point, I feel like you kind of going, okay, I'll give in again, and that's what I keep feeling. And I, you know, my hat off to you because I can tell this is really hurting you. You really care for her. You love her.
Yeah, I do.
I can feel it, and I encourage, you know, I mean, you know, I just told him, you heard me earlier on the phone, I'm the guy that's like, you know, I want to see the happy ending. It's got to happen, you know. I will throw a video away if it doesn't have a happy ending. I just really can't go with it. And I just feel with you and the energy that what they're telling me with you is this relationship is like that releasing, as Heather said. I also see the strength. I see you making an attempt with it, and then I see you kind of setting back, you know, and I would do some angel writing. If you've done the angel writing letters with those of us spiritual, sit down and do some writing of it and have Ariel help you, the younger angel, and get the communication lines open with her. I really feel that, and then I see with a prayer and some energy, I see the guides coming in and doing the angel work, and still there's going to be some other communication, and I think that's what's happened. I feel like you guys are, you're into some kind of energy hold, but it hasn't, you're in trouble sometimes, not to be ornery, but I feel it doesn't have to do with you. I think that you're kind of paying for a past relationship or someone who was not nice to her, and sometimes you're easier because, you know, we hurt the ones we love.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah. So so right now it's not a good time for me to get a hold of her.
Heather, you're a girl. What do you feel? Because I'm like, I don't.
I mean, I'm not in a rush. I've been very, very, very busy with schooling because I go to Brio in East Hartford. So so if you ever want to come something, you know.
You know, I really think that you should just text message her, you know, just a simple, simple message, you know, whether it's I love you and, or I, you know, I'm here for you. I want to talk to you. Just open the communication. She's probably not going to respond right away. And,
yeah.
But if you open it in a loving manner, like, you know, are you sorry for what you did? You know, maybe you need to tell her, I'm sorry. And, you know, maybe together we can work on this issue and it can get better. Or, you know, maybe something very positive so that she knows that you're being sincere about what has happened.
Yeah, I don't know what exactly that, I'm not 100% sure why she's angry at me. But
yeah,
I know
that's why you probably need to go into it very embracing, like, let's talk about this, because I'm not ready to lose you as my best friend, you know, I'm not ready to have you leave my life, you know, and whatever it is, we'll work it together, you know, and those are really great pickup lines.
Yeah.
Okay, we've just got Heather to turn on the channel again, all of you know I'm teasing her. She's a lot of fun. Heather last time joked with us about drinking. I got to warn you.
Oh, my God.
And we found out Heather doesn't even drink, but it sure was fun. Now we had, so I tease her. Now she's turning up the channel. We can only go to a mature level, Heather, and then they start giving us the beep.
Yeah. You know, they just want me to be serious, and then they go, okay, forget it. No, but you know what? You're not going to lose her. The key is you have to let go whatever this is because it seems to be a reoccurring issue. So you got to let it go. But, you know, the issue, and you just got to retrain the pattern so that this doesn't keep happening between you two. You know, it's just a vicious circle that you're, you know.
Yeah.
It keeps happening. So maybe you can write down this vicious circle and figure out a way to fix it, you know.
Yeah. So what do you think the timing that I should try to, you know, get a hold of her? well, I mean, a good time.
I would just embrace something like, you know, I really want to talk about this, or I love you, and I really think that we're, you know, bigger than what's going on right now. Something that's embracing so that she realizes that, all right, maybe this is a little BS, you know what I mean, and maybe we can get through this. And if she doesn't respond right away, don't get nervous, because she will come around. She loves you very much, you know, in that brotherly kind of way.
Yeah. Okay, well, thank you so much. That was very insightful.
You're welcome.
Please follow us on Psychics Gone Wild. Become one of our regulars. We're on all the time. And make sure and listen to Heather. Heather DeLucio, tell them where they can get a hold of you for your show.
Oh, thank you. Yes, every Wednesday at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, I am the host of the Whispering Spirit show on True Psychics Network, Blog Talk Radio. And I'm also on Facebook. My name is Heather DeLusso, and it's DELUSSO. And you can also find me on my website, which is www.serenitygrovestudio.com. I am a psychic medium, and I'm also a healer and an ordained minister, so I have many hats.
And a lot of
and
fun.
And tell him, Jethro, July 25th, Jethro is going to be on the Whispering Spirit show with me. So we're really looking forward to that.
Oh, I am so excited. And Heather, so when you asked me, I was like a little kid. I'm like, I get to go with Heather. I get to go. And I know when we get so wound.
Because you won't have to do anything, because you can be like me on Wednesday. You can just sit back in your chair and help me do messages. It's going to be so great.
I love it. And I know when we've been on here, we've had so many people going, what? I've had them afterwards going, you guys are just having too much fun. And I had one lady, she wrote to me on the email. She goes, so how long have you guys known each other? And I'm like, at that point, we were like, so many days. I'm like, we're just kindred spirits, and we like to have fun. And then I teach her,
oh, yeah.
You know, I was drinking Kool-Aid. She was drinking pop. They're like, oh, because a couple of them thought we were really joking and serious that we were partying. And I'm like, well, no, because it takes away from our spirit. We just were joking.
Yeah, no, I don't do drugs or drink or anything. What you hear is what you get. I'm up here in my studio dancing around, talking to you, having a good old time with spirit.
I love that. 323.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call.
Well, thanks for calling.
Yes, I wanted to, find out about, general question. What do you see on the horizons for me as far as career, finance, and romance?
Well, your romance needs to wait for a little while longer.
Okay.
Christmas time will be a good time to kindle this relationship that is coming to you. You need to make sure that you're very clear with spirit and, you know, universe, what you want. And I think that's why somebody who you're looking for hasn't come into your vibration. And that's not a bad thing.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think, Jethro?
I think they're trying to play with me. Blog Talk Radio. They can't stop me. I will not stop talking. That's why my parents are running still today. I wanted to laugh, and I feel with you that you have some other energy there going. I agree with Heather. I also want you to say your first name for me again.
Jacqueline,
I see that you've got an honoriness about you. They're telling me that you've got a real strength in you that's going to come out, and things are going to really happen here real quick in the next 2 months. I see you like shaking a lot of different things around and making it really go to your favor. They're showing me that you're financially, you're checking things, and things are going to go with it. I see you doing what I call manifesting and bringing about a lot of things happening. I just feel that with you. They said the next 2 months are like, like I just, when you were talking, you were, I could just feel you just going, whoom, whoom. Your guys are like, you know, like a fighter.
Wow. Okay, yeah. I feel like I'm kind of, I'm not in a rut, but it's like everything is like slowed down and like really almost come to a halt. And it's like, I got to get out of this.
You're going to do it. I see you just going, oh, no, we don't. And I just see you going, man, going, grabbing onto everything. And you're going, it starts here. It starts there. And you're like cutting your losses. You're getting things going. And the really good thing is I see you financially, you know, it's coming in the other way. The blessing, and make sure you get my abundance prayer. I do a lot of prayers with angels, but one of the excellent things is it's a really good prayer. It takes 10 minutes, and the stronger you do the intent of it, the stronger it starts happening. You just know, like you know, and they, you know, and the, it does say, ask and you shall receive, and that's what happens. I also see that you've had some really odd karma there. I think some of this has been, like what I see is I keep getting this, I get like different people were nice to you and they kind of handed you a little bit of karma. They were like here and they're like, they gave you a little bit here and you ended up with this kind of odd situation and now you're trying to clear your path and you've got all this stuff there from outside. I wouldn't say they were all family and loved ones, but some odd people. I just keep feeling like there was people for a couple years there, you went through a cycle where they kind of came in your life and out of your life and now you're like, shoveling it back to them, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, kind of.
I do see that, and I also get there's something else that's happened for you. You know, you got to make sure and take care of you. You've got yourself in the point where you're running on half an engine. We got to make sure that you are taking care of you, and you've got those meals. They keep telling me to eat a few, like you need to eat a little bit. Sometimes you kind of skip here and there, and you're really. You can't do that. You're one of those people that your body's going, Jacqueline, you know, and it's like, that's what I feel.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
I'm also being told to tell you, meditate. You need to take your mind because you have so much going on that you're, like, racing. You're like, I feel like these racing horses just came running across the field into the big circle going, okay, what do I do next? And so you need to get your mind down to zero for even if it's 2 minutes, 5 minutes, you need to reboot because once you bring yourself back up out of the blackness, you know, you're going to make some clearer decisions. Like you just literally need to sit in a chair and go into that black space. You know what I mean? Check out. And
yeah.
It's really important for you to do that.
I agree.
You don't do it enough.
Right, you're right about that. I don't. Oh, okay. Well, that sounds good. So things are looking up.
Yeah, and we'll keep our prayers out for you. And you, Jacqueline, follow us on Psychics Gone Wild, and we'll return it by putting the prayers out so we can get some of those energies changed so you don't get in trouble. It sounds like you're going to go a little off the I've Had Enough song, and it's like, woo.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you both so very much. I really appreciate the information.
Thank you. And 760, what you know?
Hi, this is Carlos from San Diego.
Hi, Carlos. You're on with Psychic Jethro and Heather DeLucio.
Awesome. I've been listening to your show, and you guys are pretty darn awesome. So I would just love a general reading and see what you guys can pick up.
Did you grow up in California, or are you like I guess what you would say an implant there?
Oh, that's so funny. All of my profiles have implant on them. But I pretty much grew up in California, but I kind of wander from place to place. I don't have that ability to just stay in one place.
Yeah, you're connecting with my gypsy soul. I'm very envious. and I feel another move coming for you. I feel Colorado is on your horizon and brings big money for you out there.
Oh, okay.
So looking for that sign because it's coming and. I don't feel you'll stay there very long either. You'll make some good money for yourself there, and then you're out. You know, you're going to go to the next place. So, you know, just basically embrace it and experience it and, you know, keep your inner child awake, and because the universe is calling you, and anything's going to happen for you. Just ask for it. And don't be mundane, because it's just not, doesn't suit you.
Definitely not.
I believe that. I also see, Carlos, for you, and they tell me that the other things that have been happening in your life are going to start to do another energy. You've got some strength there. You at first I felt it was a ghost, but I feel that you have a guide that's moving things. There's stuff that goes on with you that is kind of unique.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. I've had a lot of people tell me that I have a very active either ancestor or guide that keeps that's very active.
Very active, and it's very unique because it's very strong and it's very much not only protecting, but it's also going to help you do some other work. You're going to be able to touch things and really do the sense of it. And sometimes it likes to just kind of, it has a unique way of moving and doing things with stuff. It does it also to see with people if they're really where they are around you, and it's unique. It's really good. I see you doing some other strengths for you. I see your life taking that on, and I agree with Heather in Colorado for you. I also am feeling that you're going to be there really putting the energy. I know I come from the Rocky Mountains, and that energy is so much, it'll just move, and when it goes through you in the energy, I see you just all of a sudden going, oh, man, and deciding to do some different things that you've kind of put on the shelf. They said this has been a couple of years back, there's some other creativity you're supposed to be doing, Carlos, and they're going to have you just so busy again, but they said you kind of like set it back for a while.
That's interesting.
That?
I wish you could be doing this with Jethro and I. Like Spirit's like, I don't even know why he called in. Is it just kind of an affirmation, like, you know, all the goosebumps and all the little hairs on the back of your neck to affirm that, you know, your gut feeling is really right on this?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. It's, you know, that's it's something that I've been wanting to do for quite a bit now, and I just don't know exactly where to start, but it's in the works.
Well, you know, keep hanging out with Jethro and I, and you'll be good to go.
Perfect. I'm right there.
And we don't get in too much trouble because they don't know where we live. No, I'm kidding. But we can get all of us. That's a while to it. Yes, I like that. Carlos, you definitely become one of our followers, and we'll check back with you, and we'll have fun. That was good, yes.
Perfect. Thank you so much for taking my call.
Thank you. Be sure to friend us on Facebook.
That's 707. 707, you're scaring us with these now.
Yes, hi.
How are you?
Hello? Fine. How are you guys?
Great. You just blew in like a tumbleweed. I don't mean that in a bad way. It's like, whoosh.
It scared me. My hair was already standing up because that's how I keep it.
May we have your name?
Yes, Valerie.
Okay, Valerie. And what's your question for Jethro and I?
I would like to look and see what would come up romantically or anything else that may come up.
Romantically. Like immediately this French guy stepped in and he went, ooh la la.
Ooh, woo, here we go again. Heather's doing it.
I'll stop. Go ahead, Jethro. You go first.
I agree with you. You keep going. I just went to push the button, and the heart button just pushed on the room. I haven't been able to get buttons all night. People are writing, and I'm going, whoa. I agree. I feel very much that. And, Valerie, they're also telling me that the strength with you is it isn't going to matter who. It's going to matter which one, because they're telling me the energy's really going to go. We just talked about Mercury retrograde. You know, when it always clears, the energy does strength, and we got this coming in with Venus in you, and I keep seeing this being relationship of which one are you going to date. They're telling me you're going to have choices here, and it's also really strong there, not just in July, but this carries on into August. August is going to be you're going to have them coming out of the woodwork. You know, we joked about you blowing in, but it's like that air and that energy with you. Look out. I mean, you know, that's where you see, you know, they talk about different signs. When an air woman or an energy woman or what they're telling me with you is coming in, the guys are saying that you're going to have other choices. There's someone else there, Heather, that you're picking up that she wants. So I can hear it.
You know, this energy that comes in is just full of romance and, like, almost to the point where you're like, okay, enough, buddy, you know. But, like, all your problems and burdens that have been hanging on your shoulders, release them. Let them go because, you know what, you have so many wonderful blessings in your life. And when you release this burden that's hanging on your shoulders, you can't even imagine how beautiful this relationship is going to be. Like, you're just manifesting nothing but positive for this relationship, and it's going to be so fulfilling, and it's a huge turning point in your life. You know, just to keep free-flowing, you know, your dreams and your aspirations and the affirmation is going to be so beautiful when it comes to you. So stay focused on what you want and stay, you know, on target, and just watch how men are going to start gravitating towards you because you're just that beaming light of love. And I really feel there's going to be several people that you're going to meet, but you're going to know this one that where Jethro and I are picking up on that really big ooh la la thing, you know.
Is this a long-term relationship? Because I don't want to date a whole lot of people.
No, but you've got to date a few. Yeah, I don't blame you. Wants to tell their story over and over again, right?
Yes, so I'm hoping the one that's coming in August would be the one.
Yeah, you're going to meet two or three people before him.
Oh.
Have fun dating. Yeah, but have some fun with dating, you know? You'll know.
And Valerie, you're not. I can take it as a compliment. When I'm feeling with you and the energy, those guys are just going to be a warm up, and you're wild and fun enough that if they aren't, you'll be polite, but they won't stay around. You may run through them real quick. They may go whoa because you're pretty blunt.
Yes,
I kind of feel like you need to have these dates, like, because you need to filter out, like, oh yeah, my next man, he is not having that ordeal, and then you're going to meet somebody else, and you'll be like, oh yeah, and none of that either. You know what I mean? So you kind of flush out the garbage, you know?
Once I flush through the garbage, when do you see him coming in?
August, like on the cusp of September. What do you think, Jethro?
I agree very much. And I also see we really want to do with the angel work with you. I would suggest doing some other energy with you, Valerie, on getting with one of us and have him do a little bit of work like an email reading, or get with like Heather and do a Skype or something, because you've got quite a bit happening here. We want to make sure that you don't get this happens in free will, that we don't get other people around and things going, because what will happen here is we see a couple of energies. We want to make sure that we get it clear, because you just want to date serious. You can do that free will. Get with one of us and sit down, and like we really would encourage you to date a little bit, and then it's going to get to there. It's like, think of the candy. You've got to get through the hard middle to get to the chewy middle. You know,
mm-hmm. I understand that. I just don't want to wait like another year or months on end. And so,
well,
so
you got to get writing. You got to start manifesting. Write down what you want. You know,
I've done the writing. I've done some inner work as well, heart inner work. So just so I don't have to go through what you guys are saying.
And then we scare you on the phone. You're like, this isn't Psyche's Gone Wild. This is madness.
So what you're saying is that within the next few weeks, there's going to be men coming forward, but the actual one that I'm looking for will be here at the end of August of this year.
Yeah. One or two men, you know, just want to take you out to dinner, and that's it.
I can't hear you.
I said one or two men, they want to take you out to dinner, and you know, there's nothing wrong with that. I'd like somebody
right.
to take me out to dinner.
Right. But I want some. But then the one that I'm looking for, is he coming in August?
At the end of August, early September. It's right on the cusp of end of August, September, early September.
Oh, great. That would be ideal.
Mm-hmm. And he makes your dreams come true on many levels.
Oh, beautiful.
Well, we thank you, and we're out of time, and we're going to have to thank everyone and contact us tomorrow on Monday. We always do that fun day starting at 2 p.m. Eastern time, and if you can't get in then, give us a call, me at 928-284-0437. Schedule a time. Heather, I welcome you to any time back. I thank you for calling in and saving me on this Mercury retrograde old crazy day.
I'm here for you anytime. I love being a part of your shows.
Thank you, Heather. We love you, and I hope everyone's had a good time. Come and see us real soon. Good night.